and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulk. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us from his home base in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. And Mickey, spring has sprung. That means, in addition to baseball, we have playoff hockey underway. You're a big St. Louis Blues fan. You got to be pleased with how the series is going so far against Chicago.
Well, I am pleased, but I'm not very pleased with the rough tactics of the Chicago Blackhawks. They've had one guy suspended for a hit on Backus, and probably should have had a guy suspended for another hit, but we've not retaliated. We've just taken it out by putting the biscuit in the basket.
Okay, well, yeah, there's been some nasty stick work in that series indeed. And Mickey, we've decided to take a look at gold for this program. Overdue, I think. It was probably 11 months ago since we last talked about gold. A lot has changed since then. And what is your assessment as to how the gold market has transpired and played out over the past year or so?
Well, it was a year and a week ago that gold on April 15th took the big tumble, dropping 9% in one day. Now, that said, it had been on the decline with lower lows and lower highs since November of 2012. So a year ago today, gold was at 1425. Now it's at 1288. The big correction in mid-April last year was the first of three major step downs, which took it down below $1,200, if memory serves, by July of 2013. It recovered somewhat, but bounced around and tested that low again in December of the past year. If you look at the average price of gold over the interim, it has bounced. It has been range bound on a monthly basis, somewhere between $1,200 and $1,400. So it's been a mixed bag for gold.
A mixed bag, but we got to keep in mind we're coming off of what a bull run in gold that lasted 12 years. It had to end sooner or later, didn't it? Nothing goes up forever.
Well, that's true, and we can go back and look at that. It started its uptick, and we one of the things we compile in my office here is the monthly average price of gold. In April of 2001, that was $260. That was a low coming off the high in January of 1980, but from 260, it reached its monthly high average in September of 2011 of 1772. It's taken, so that's over a 580% increase. Mm-hmm. And then its low since then was in the aforementioned month of December, where the average price of gold was $1,225. For a 31% drop. And so what I would like to do is draw an analogy from January of 1971, when this is going way back, when Nixon floated gold against the US dollar. Mm-hmm. It was $38 that month, and in a 9-year bull run to January of 1980, it hit a high of 675 as a monthly average. If memory serves, it actually spiked at 880 during that period of time. So that was a 9-year bull run. We had a 10.5 recent bull run from April 01 to September 2011. But let's go back and look at that original 9-year bull run. During that period of time, from December 1974 to March of 1978, in both those months, the average high was at 184. But during that period of time, we had a bear dip in August of 76, hit a 110. So, mm-hmm. So that's gold lost 40% during that 18 month time period. Mm-hmm. So what this looks like to me is we are within a bear dip in a bull market. That original one lasted 39 months. Right now we are coming out of, it will be, 30 months or something like that right now. So we've got a ways to go.
So we're in a pause right now in a longer term bull market in gold, you suspect. Any idea as to how long we may tread water kind of around current levels?
Well, I think for a while, we've been range bound between 1,200 and 1,400 for last year, and this is despite a markedly weaker U.S. dollar during this period of time. The dollar index, the DXY, has gone from 83 to 80. So we've lost 3% in the value of the dollar, but gold hasn't risen concomitantly. Looking at the shorter term, net commercial longs have been negative for the last month or so. They're now net short. And then we've got things that should motivate the price of gold or cause it to rise, but really haven't. That would be the Russian-Ukraine crisis.
Right.
All we see is very short-term movements, depending on what the markets feel, if the tensions are rising or easing in this Russian-Ukraine debacle.
Yeah.
We have Yellen and the Fed continually announcing zero interest rate policies. Quantitative easing is continuing, although they keep ratcheting down a bit, or hint that they will, with what they now call quantitative tapering. We have stagnant Western and Japanese economies with massive influxes of cash, massive money supply increases. But here's the kicker here. The banksters are not lending. What the Fed has really done is created a stock market bubble, which is long overdue for correction. And that's been the only speculations that have really been investments. If you go back really since the global economic crisis ended just about 4 years ago, we started coming out of that. We would have expected gold to go up during this period of time, and instead it's gone down.
Okay, but you know what? For the first quarter of this year in isolation, it wasn't bad. I think gold gained about 6.8% in the first 3 months of 2014.
Well, that's true. If you look at the monthly average, let's just look at the price of gold on December 30th, the last trading day of this year, was $1,205. And now it's trading. It's come off again today. Today, right now, it's $1,289. It's been flip-flopping on either side of $1,300 here for about the last month or so. But yes, we have seen a stronger gold price this year. I think I am confident now in predicting that the price of gold will be higher at the end of the year than it was at the beginning. And we've seen that happen 12 of the last 13 years. The only exception was 2013, when we had this 30 plus percent correction over the course of 30 months or something like that.
Okay, well, I wanted to bring a smile to your face and mention that Goldman Sachs is reiterating its 2014 gold price target of just $1,050 an ounce. Now, I'm pulling this information from a blog I saw on the internet, Mickey, and of course the footnote to it was, do what Goldman does, do not do what Goldman says, because this blogger is saying, be very skeptical when you're looking at Goldman's forecasts for gold prices. Not only are they often wrong, but the bank frequently does the opposite of what it recommends.
Well, certainly they do. I mean, there's no doubt there's major bank manipulation of the gold market. But as we said before, get over it and learn to deal with it, with the paradigm we're given. And that's, of course, condoned by the major governments, because, we do have a president, but it's obviously obvious that he's just some sort of middle manager. The difference this time, as opposed to, say, in the the run of gold in the 1970s is we have a completely bifurcated market. We have the paper gold versus the physical. Mm-hmm. And the paper gold not only includes all the gold derivatives, the futures and options and leasing gold, et cetera, but the ETFs, which have increasingly garnered people's money for a way to play gold, although it's totally tied up in currencies and you mm-hmm. can't redeem your ETF for physical gold. But the physical market is increasingly driven by emerging market countries with central bank buying. They're not confident in any of the major currencies of the world, which who is? And so we see central bank buying by lesser countries who would prefer to have their foreign reserves in gold than some fiat currency. We see citizens buying, especially in places like China, lesser so in India, with import taxes put on gold now. And then we see safe haven hoarding by people who realize what the fiat currency world is all about, and that's especially prominent in the Middle East and the U.S. So So once again, a bifurcated gold economy, if you will, paper gold versus ETFs versus physical gold buying, all controlled by the major banksters of the world.
And when do we see Mickey Fulp buying gold? Because I know that you like physical bullion.
Well, I've bought gold this year, and I have bought gold. I have not bought gold any time it's been, the price has been above $1,300. So when it dips below $1,300, if I am in a place in the world that it seems that I can get a good markup on a low markup on the price, I'm likely to buy an ounce or two here or there. So
that's your strategy.
That's the strategy right now.
Okay.
Buy the gold on dips, because if you're like me, you want to have at least 10% of your net wealth in physical gold in your physical possession. Mm-hmm. As the stock market bubble keeps rolling along and I make money in the market, presumably my net wealth increases, so it gives me excuses to continue to buy gold on dips.
Okay. Anything further to add on gold, Mickey?
I think we've covered it, Rob, from my point of view.
Okay, sounds good. Next time out, anything in mind? What
would
you like
to
talk about?
We're still working our way through the periodic table. We've exhausted all the metals now, but the last time we talked on this particular subject, if memory serves, we did silicone, mm-hmm. and right above that in the periodic table is carbon, which is essential for all life as we know it on the planet, and it also has lots of uses in commodities space, especially in the graphite space. So we'll talk about carbon next time.
Okay, sounds good, Mickey. Thanks very much for this, and we'll reconnect in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob. Look forward to it.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.